If you're expecting that life is going to give you everything you want without a fight, then you're in for a rude awakening. Sometimes life just goes horribly, inexplicably wrong. And not just bad, it's a disaster. People get hurt, you lose money. Friends get hit with collateral damage. Sometimes the bottom drops out, which is about the toughest situation in life to handle. You might not have done anything wrong. In fact, you are following all the rules. You're motivated and devoted to your goals. And without warning, disaster. Emotionally, you're looking for answers. When life deals you a big blow, your natural defense mechanisms kick in and immediately try to find a reason, an explanation to the situation that is going on. That is just natural. A pity party. That's what your brain decides is a perfect antidote to your bad juju. You would think that with thousands of years of neural evolution that your brain would have a sophisticated and well-developed way to handle unexpected disasters. It doesn't. Sulking is about as evolved as our brains have become. That's what we do. We seek out ways to get other people to feel sorry for us. We drop teasers on social media networks so that inquiring friends can give us support. We tell our friends at church or social clubs our jilted description of what is happening to us. It's a complete waste of time. Yes, it's natural to grieve. Yes, it's natural to hurt. But feeling sorry for yourself doesn't help you stay focused on your goals. In fact, it only makes your situation that much harder to recover from. When your natural reaction is to make a big deal out of all the negative things that happened to you, your life becomes a big, miserable place. So the bottom just dropped out. It's not the end of the world. What's dangerous at this moment is that you might be overlooking an opportunity that is right under your nose, an opportunity to be amazing. The hardest times of our life yield the greatest potential for growth. What we learn from unexpected disasters make us the high performers that we couldn't be any other way. Life has to get tough, or you just won't ever get what you want. If it's easy, you stay a loser. The worse things get, the more opportunity you have to learn. So how do you handle disaster? The next time you're faced with unexplained disaster, try approaching it a little differently. One, take a deep breath and force yourself to pause before jumping to conclusions. Two, get the facts. Make sure the damage is as bad as your mind tells you that it is. Three, talk to yourself out loud. Replay the situation as you think you understand it. Four, grab a pencil and a pad of paper and start scratching out ideas that come to mind. Five, go get physical. Whatever you do to work up a sweat, now is the time to start doing that. Six, take another look at your notes and see if they still make sense to you. Make corrections. Rework the plan. Seven, take the ideas that you have finalized and add timelines and expectations. Be clear about how long things might take. 8. Add your notes and timelines to your weekly calendar. Schedule tasks appropriately. Help make yourself accountable. 9. Take the time to run your plan by a friend that will keep you accountable as well. Don't just ask for advice. Demand brutal honesty. You're not the only one. Bad stuff happens to good people every day. And while that is sad, it's even more sad when you take a punch to the gut and don't get back on your feet. You're a winner. Winners figure out how to win. That's what you have to do when the bottom drops out. Winning. This is Dan Walshman, and we've been having an edgy conversation.